your old daughter.
Uh-oh.
For the first time.
Oh, no.
Walked in and didn't know?
No, no, not only walked in, I was stepping out of the shower into the bedroom, and she walked in. She had just been in there. You know, women share bathroom stuff. You know, they borrow stuff from each other. Hair stuff, makeup stuff. And she had gone in and had walked out, and I had seen her walk out, so I stepped out of the shower, and I dried off, and then I was going, I went into the bedroom to get, you know, like underwear or something. My daughter ran back in. She forgot something, and I am not kidding. Full frontal, face to face, and we both yelled.
She's hit the psychiatrist.
Yeah, hire her.
Well, you know what? Yeah. She is going to have like a mental disorder for the rest of her life. And as I'm walking out, I stopped dead in my tracks, and she stopped, and we just stared at each other. And I am totally full frontal, and I just went. Oh! And then, she went. And she turned and ran, and I turned and walked fast because I don't run back to the bathroom. Oh, and my wife was just standing there and said, "She saw." And I said, "Yes." I said, "We like stood and just frozen, stunned, looking at each other." Oh. And you know, let me tell you what a cruel. People who have never met my wife, they don't know how cruel she is and how she cuts me down.
You're not a man, you never have been, never will be.
Good example.
We all heard that.
Good example.
Now?
About what?
No, you don't. You just act like it never happened.
Yeah,
well, right. Karen's right. But every time she looks at you, she's going to burst out laughing.
My wife.
No, if you try to discuss it, what are you going to do? You can't be serious.
No, there's nothing
no
to discuss.
She'd be laughing all the way through it.
There's nothing to discuss.
No. Say, honey, I know, but after the holidays, Daddy's going on a diet.
Well, and I don't know which is worse. If people listening have, like, teenage daughters, I don't know which is worse, for you to see them or them to see you. I'd rather she see me than I do not want to see her. And that'll be very awkward.
Well, the opposite are, you know, as a young son that stumbles into, you know, mom's bedroom, same kind of thing. You just don't discuss it.
Yeah, it's different. That's actually not as traumatic.
Oh, no. What do you mean it's not?
No, it's not. I'm going to tell you why.
I agree.
I'm going to tell you why, because boys see pictures of naked women all the time.
It's not as traumatic to whom? You're just taking it from your point
of view. To
the boy. All right. Well, to the mom, I guarantee you it can be. Yeah. Yes.
Did you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Has Gary seen, you know?
You?
Uh-uh.
He hasn't?
Uh-uh.
You're sure?
Everybody else has.
We need to show Gary some pictures.
You want to sell him some pictures?
If your daughter,
well, you know, if he hasn't seen her live, he's seen her on the internet. So.
Did she say anything about your breast being bigger than her mom's?
That's real funny.
See, Dan, that's why he doesn't want to sit down and talk to her, because she may bring that up.
Oh,
that's
yeah, she very probably
funny.
Will.
So, how about Gary? Have you like walked in and seen Gary?
Mm-mm.
And you don't want to?
No.
She's walked in on Merle before.
I told you, but this is a great story. It bears repeating. He doesn't live in town, so I can tell this story. My wife's little brother was like 15 years old, and that's the time you're starting to think, or maybe 14, you're starting to think about your body and how you match up to other guys. So he touched himself to make himself as happy as he could, you know what I mean? And then he stood in a mirror and took a picture to see what he looked like coming at you with the big big boy.
With the anaconda.
Yeah. And so he put this picture in his little safe that he had. And so he I don't know why he put it, but he put this picture in this little safe. And he put the safe under his bed and just completely forgot about the safe. It was just part of his stuff.
Oh, boy.
And then he went off to college and then got married and moved away and stuff. And he said he was back at his mother's house one day, and she said, he thought of that picture, mm-hmm. and he went and dove under his bed, and that safe was gone. So his mother had gone in and taken that safe out. So apparently his mother had seen a picture of him,
fully aroused.
No, they never talked about it.
They sat at the dinner table and looked at each other, knowing, but nobody would say no.
To see your son excited with an excited.
And what are you going to say?
That's right.
Hey, Mom,
what
did you ever find that picture of me with a big ball?
Yeah. A nice one.
Much nicer than your father's.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to say it.
No, you can't.
So that's the story. It's a huge day in the lives.
Well, not so huge.
Not sure.
Well,
tiny day.
But she dealt with it very well. She still, all day, she's kind of looked at me and kind of giggled a little.
Yeah.
But she didn't, you know, freak out or anything. So it's over. I guess it's, you know, now she knows. Uh-uh. Now she knows what we have.
Every
here.
Time she grabs her tennis racket, she probably
balls.
Thinks, "Poor daddy."
Yeah. Well, and, you know, maybe it'll be like a great sympathy thing. And now I know what mommy has to deal with. That kind of thing. I think that closes out the Burke segment. How about a round of applause for the biggest
hour and a half Burke segment?
My goodness, good segment. Larry has been very, very patient, holding on. Let's bring him in here. Hello, Larry.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas
to
you, Larry.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Larry.
Oh, that's about all I have. I hope you guys have a good holiday. When are you guys taking off at all? I know how you're so dedicated.
Hey, don't be a smart aleck. We're the most dedicated people in radio, okay? But, yeah, we're taking off. We're taking off Wednesday. A short show tomorrow because at 4 o'clock tomorrow, they're going to play both versions of the Christmas Carol, us and the Sir Laurence Olivier version, at 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Will you be on tomorrow?
We'll be on for the first 2 hours.
I'm going to bring you some food. Does that sound good? Do you want to think about that?
That sounds great,
well,
Larry.
You know what? Larry, Frank's not here.
So what
California.
Terry's saying, bring it on, because I'm not there.
Then I'll just bring double.
There you go.
and then Wednesday we're off because it's Christmas Day, and then we're going to take a week, and we'll return to the airwaves, everybody but me, on Thursday and Friday, the 2nd and 3rd, and then I'll be back in there on the 6th or whatever it is.
Oh, well, I'll have to maybe come twice then.
Okay. Thank you, Larry.
You guys have a very nice holiday.
Merry Christmas. You too.
You too. There goes Larry.
Well, I'm thinking about it. I'd like to thank Renee White for mm-hmm. this nice... She sent us all a homemade Christmas card. It's amazing what these computers can do. So thank you, Renee.
Well, and you know what? And anymore, what they do is so simple. We're just so far out of it.
Yeah.
We use it for the same three things. Yeah. I use a computer for the same three things. Email, word processing, mm-hmm. and get online.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
No,
me too.
I don't go into any of the programs, all the stuff it'll do, nothing.
Listen to the front of this card. It's a pretty little scene, a Christmas scene. It says, FOP and gang, in a world that sometimes forgets what true and real things are made of, KTRS and Tim Dorsey gave us all of you. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Wow. He's a great guy, that Tim.
Yes, he is.
Wow, I didn't realize what he'd
done. I didn't
realize
until we got the Christmas bonus.
That he was a great guy. Oh, wait, there was no Christmas bonus.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize till that letter you read that he was a great guy. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back. And I just happened to check the schedule, and I don't know if you knew, this is Open Line Monday.
It can't
what?
Be. Right?
No
yes,
way.
It is.
Whoa.
Wait,
what?
Fourth Monday?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well,
fourth Monday of the month is Open Line Monday. So let me throw the numbers out there, and then we'll come back. And I have a couple of movie recommendations, one that I saw in the theater last night, and one that we rented that I had never heard of that turned out to be a great movie. So we'll do that after we come back. And yes, today in this hour, Outdoors Dan will join us from Des Moines, Iowa. And later, Mike Evans is going to join us right here in the room with me and Reggie McDaniel. So we got a bunch of stuff, plus you.
And don't forget Bill Cleveland.
Oh, my goodness, and Bill Cleveland. We are chock full. And, of course, you folks, 314. This is how you get in touch with us, 314-969-KTRS. Or toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. As we come to the end of the year, we do sort of the mushy stuff where we thank advertisers. And one of our longer-term advertisers is Heartland Bank. And I say that because the advertiser who's been on with us the very longest on the show in this form is Randy Blunt. But then we've got a bunch of people who are 5, 6, 7 year advertisers, which as radio goes is a pretty long time to consistently stay with the same show, which tells me they don't listen to the show. And Heartland Bank and John Wiest and Denise and all the people and Janet, everybody at Heartland Bank, we thank you at the end of another year. We thank you for another great year, because without you and the other advertisers on the show, we wouldn't be able to do this show, because this is a radio show that is structured totally different than any other radio show in town. And without you, no show. No me, no group, no show. So Heartland Bank, thank you very, very much. And as we start the new year, you may want to start it off with a new bank. Maybe your bank has done something to tick you off. Maybe they weren't as friendly as they should be. Maybe they didn't realize you've been a customer as long as you have been. Or maybe they just didn't do anything at all. Maybe they didn't do anything wrong. They just didn't do anything. They don't go out of their way. They don't ever seem to really contact you when there's a new service. Nothing. Time to change banks. And it's easy to do. You close an account out and you open your account or accounts with Heartland Bank. And I say accounts because it could be savings, checking, CDs, money market, whatever. Want to borrow money for a car? Heartland Bank. Got a business? You want to expand it? You want to start a business? Heartland Bank. Heartland Bank. What a bank should mean to you. FDIC insured and an equal housing lender, and on the web at heartland-bank.com. Heartland Bank. We're coming right back. Please don't go away. It's 333 at the Big 550 KTRS.
Welcome to Extraordinary Guys. I'm Rich Eisen.
And I'm Linda Cohn.
Today's extraordinary guy is Ed Metzner, who literally has 15 minutes to find his wife a Christmas gift.
The stores are closing, and so is his window of opportunity.
Do my eyes deceive me, Linda, or is he stopping for some coffee?
This guy puts the pro in procrastination.
Now his eyes are widening. Either that caffeine's kicking in, or he's got one heck of an idea.
I'd say a little of both as he sprints over to Helzberg Diamonds. He's really cutting it close here, Rich.
Not a problem, Linda. The diamond experts at Helzberg Diamonds are poised and ready to help.
Now he's buying a beautiful 3-diamond pendant for just $199.
He even has his choice of white or yellow gold. How exciting!
And Rich, last minute or not, a gift in a burgundy box always makes a lasting impression.
No doubt his wife will be buzzing for months about this gift.
I think you could say the same for Ed. He's all hopped up on hazelnut roast.
He can't handle the Java.
Looks like another great last minute buy for an extraordinary guy.
Helzberg Diamond.
When it comes from the heart. Visit any of the 8 Helzberg Diamond locations in the St. Louis area, including Chesterfield Mall, Crestwood Plaza, Mid Rivers Mall, in Northwest Plaza, or Helzberg.com.
Admit it. You love everything about Christmas. You love the decorations, the music, the gifts, the fruitcake. In fact, you can't get enough of it. That's why ABC Family Channel presents the 25 Days of Christmas. Over 200 hours of animated classics, holiday movies, and more. 25 Days of Christmas, December 1st through the 25th, only on ABC Family. Think of it as TV with extended holiday hours.
It's that time of year when it seems everything needs a battery, or four. And while you might think all batteries are the same, consider this. When IMAX needed batteries to power their 3D camera in outer space, they trusted Duracell. So whether it's photographing the heavens or getting a snapshot of their faces on Christmas morning, it just has to work. Duracell, trusted everywhere.
It's time to shake up the holidays and unwrap something special from Chevy. Now, qualified buyers get 0% APR for 60 months on 2003 Chevy SUVs, like Tahoe, Suburban, Trailblazer, and Trailblazer EXT. Or drive home with $3,000 total cash back on select 2003 Chevy cars and trucks, like Malibu, Impala, Cavalier, Silverado, and Avalanche. That's 0% APR financing for 60 months on 2003 Chevy SUVs. Or get $3,000 total cash back on select cars and trucks. Monthly payment is $1,667 for every $1,000 you finance. Average example down payment, 12.7%. Some customers will not qualify. See dealer for details. Cash offer includes $1,000 bonus cash. Take delivery by January 2nd, 2003. So make your money count while there's still time. Just like the holidays, an offer like this won't last forever. Hurry. This $3,000 total cash back offer ends January 2nd. See your Mid-America Chevy dealer today.
Hi, it's Jim Holder. Many of you are thinking about buying a digital camera this holiday season. You're confused about which camera to buy, how many pixels, what type of memory card. I'm here today with Peggy Welsh, Director of Purchasing for Creevcore Camera. Peggy, what can you tell our listeners?
Hi, Jim. First, Creevcore Camera has a tremendous inventory of digital cameras. Second, our sales consultants are trained to listen to you and help you select the best camera for your needs. Third, when you purchase a digital camera from Creevcore Camera, we give you a free class for two. We'll teach you how to use your camera.
That's great.
Yes, but that's not all. This month only, when you purchase a Pentax digital camera, we include a year's free digital prints. That's 20 prints per month for 12 months.
20 free digital prints a month? I can't believe it. What a great deal.
Jim, there's not a better deal in town.
Come and explore Creevcore Camera, the world of digital photography from the local experts, and get a year's free digital prints. Creevcore Camera, 314-567-FILM.
Hey, guys. You there, listening to the radio. Where do you get your hair cut? If it's not at Sport Clips, I've got some friends here who can tell you what you're missing. Our stylists.
Guys, take it from me. You're going to love Sport Clips. We're specially trained just to cut guys' hair. Wait till you see this place. We've got TVs everywhere you look, all playing sports. Come and try our massaging shampoo.
We're trained to give you a perfect cut every time.
I'll cut it any way you want.
Or suggest a new cut that'll work even better. But one thing you won't need us to cut is our prices. They're already great.
With Sport Clips giving you a great sports environment, great haircuts, a great price,
and great stylists,
why get your haircut anywhere else?
Sport Clips is now open in Chesterfield at 202 THF Boulevard next to Sam's Club, and in Baldwin at Manchester Road between Applebee's and O'Charlie's. Experience the Sport Clips difference, where you get a great haircut at a great price guaranteed. Coming soon to Wentzville.
Sport Clips!
338 at the Big 550. Here's a check on traffic sponsored by A&M Communications. Don't spend thousands on a voicemail system for your business. You can rent voicemail service on a monthly basis at a fraction of the cost. Call A&M Communications for complete details. 314-729-2100. Tess on Ferry at Mattis, there's an accident with injury. Westbound 40 heavy from Hampton through Hanley. Southbound 170, traffic stacking up after Brentwood in the lane down through 40. On eastbound 40, it's jam McKnight to Brentwood. Southbound 270, stop and go, Clayton Road to Doherty Ferry. Westbound 70 jammed up 370 to Mid Rivers Mall due to earlier road work and a recent report of an accident northbound 270 between Ladue and Olive with the right three lanes blocked. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550 KTRS.
Visit Harrah's every Saturday to play the Price is Right Punch a Bunch giveaway. You could win up to $5,000 instantly. Only Harrah's has excitement you can count on. A lender should have one goal in mind when working with its clients. Equity One. Provide knowledge and guidance while delivering the product best suited for each customer. Only one company will sit down with you in the comfort of your home to make this a reality. Equity One. One day pre-approval. 1 week turnaround. Your one and only neighborhood loan source. Equity One. Equity One provides a free home analysis of your current financial situation. Choosing a lender is not just about finding the lowest number. Equity One is part of Popular Inc., a Banco Popular company. And with over $32 billion in managed assets, they've provided stability and delivered results for over a decade. Whether you're looking into a first home, considering the benefits of debt consolidation, cash out, or lowering your monthly payment by reducing your interest rate, let Equity One show you it's never too late to take advantage of today's low rates. Equity One, 314-994-9696. That's 994-9696. Equity One Incorporated. All loans subject to credit approval.
That's when it's the best. When you've got plenty of supplies and you've got movies and popcorn and you can just sit there and look out the window for 3 days, you know, that's okay. And you got somebody, you know, to do stuff with.
I'll get it.
Who's there?
I'll get it.
Hello?
Hello?
let's see. Okay, I put an end to that.
Don't you like to go sleighing?
Sled? You have to walk back up the hill.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
come
crazy.
Come on, you guys. It's so crazy.
No, I used to love sledding.
Yeah.
You know, when you're a kid.
Yeah, I still do.
But Terry's right about that hill part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's fun half the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Let me see, which half do I like best?
And you go, whee! And you get to the bottom, and you get off, you brush yourself off, and you look up the top of the hill.
Yeah. It wasn't that much fun.
They should have ski lifts or something.
Yeah, they should.
And
then you say, do I want to do this again badly enough to go all the way back up that hill?
You know what? If it snows like crazy tonight, I hope and pray that one of the TV news stations goes to Art Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Art Hill.
Is he the correspondent for the snow correspondent?
Yeah, Art Hill. Yeah.
They want that to be Hill. Something completely different.
Yeah.
Well, it's a pretty sure bet, isn't it? It's coming in. Are they saying
it's supposed to be like to the south of us about a foot.
Right, around
like
Springfield
and all that.
Further south.
So,
mm-hmm.
Holy cow.
And all that.
And then what about a warm up? Is there like a 60 degrees right behind it?
No. In fact, they said the temperature is going to drop and be about 7.
Get that crap out of there before I get back home.
Ice it up, make it fast. It's going to be good.
Yeah, that'll be great.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, let's get some calls here. We got a lot of people holding. Let's go to Eric. Hello, Eric. How are you?
Hi, Frank. Hi, gang.
Hey.
Hello, Eric.
Hey, I just, you're a roving weather reporter here. I'm just leaving Tulsa, and there's 6 inches of snow with about 3 to 4 more expected.
Yeah.
Wow. Holy cow.
That's some good news. No. Yeah. Thanks for that.
I think what everyone needs to do right now is head to Deerberg's and get some Thomas coffee and some Sara Lee bread.
And
there you go.
Yep. And all that stuff that you make French toast with.
Yeah, don't forget the
eggs.
Eggs, milk, and bread. Thank you, Eric. Merry Christmas.
All right, thanks. Thank you.
Wear light clothing and drink plenty of water.
No, that's summer.
No.
Summer.
Yeah.
Ray is on hold, but no more. Hello, Ray.
Frank, how are you doing?
I've never been better. How about you?
Doing fine, AM and the PM.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Ray.
This is Open Line Monday, correct?
Mm-hmm. Let me check.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, good. I wait all month for Open Line Mondays. Mm-hmm. I don't want to call on the wrong day.
Don't we all?
Mm-hmm. Frank, things fall apart when you're not there.
Thanks, Eric.
Did anybody tell you what a debacle Fridays was?
No.
Well, that was none of our fault.
That was Dave Strauss, buddy.
Yeah. That had nothing to do with Frank either being here or not here, or Terry, or me, or Dan, or Ian.
I beg to differ.
You mean besides...
Eric, I've given some serious thought to never taking another day's vacation.
That's a good
idea. Here's what happened. Can I just recap?
Sure.
Dave Strauss, first trivia question.
Oh,
guess how many callers it took to get the right answer?
Let me guess. One.
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 Yeah. Exactly. All of 3 minutes were.
Hey, you know what? I'm jumping over to Eric's side now because I remember now.
Yeah.
I think
go ahead.
Too.
Finish the story.
So they decide, okay, well, we can do another one. We've got time to do another trivia question. Well, Dave says, well, I don't have any way of getting you the answer. And Ian says, well, I can turn down everybody's microphones, and Dave can tell us what the answer is, and then I'll turn everybody's microphones back on, and we'll have it. We'll be ready to go.
It was a good one.
Dave says, okay, well, I can do that if you cue me. So here's what it sounded like to me, the listener. Here's Ian going, 3, 2, 1, Tokyo.
Okay, Ray, I agree with you now.
Yeah.
Okay, we got it. Everybody got it? And Ian says, hold it, wait a minute. I think that went out over the air.
Ray.
Ray, this sounds to me like a great show.
Yeah.
Funny.
It's funny.
Easy show to win.
Yeah.
Well, China.
I have to tell you, this is very serious stuff because I nearly drove off the road laughing so hard.
Well, that's a good show. See, then that's your. And if I know these guys, that was all deliberate.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did it on purpose.
All planned.
Yeah.
Well, then the third question came up, and somebody gave an answer that they were certain was correct, and Dave Strauss told them they were wrong. And about 4 callers later, another person called from Omaha, Nebraska, with the same wrong answer, and it turned out he was the brother of the guy that called the first time,
mm-hmm.
trying to argue with Dave Strauss that he had the right answer and it wasn't the right answer. And
trying to trick us.
It was a debacle, Frank.
Radio magic.
It was a debacle.
Yeah. Well, but you laughed though.
But I laughed.
If you laughed, it was you know what? Then it was everything it was supposed to.
Yeah, we planned that call too. We're like comedy geniuses, Ray.
Ray, you have a Merry Christmas.
You all have a wonderful holiday as well.
Thank you, too.
Thank you.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
John.
Wait a minute before
hang
we
on.
Before we go to John.
John Jebediah Curtis.
Yes.
Apparently has a news bulletin.
No.
Let's go now. No?
I have a weather bulletin.
Oh, my goodness. This is now another debacle.
I know.
Here with a weather bulletin.
Mm-hmm.
Karen Vale.
Thank you, Frank. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for the following counties: St. Clair County in Illinois, Monroe County in Illinois, and Jefferson County here in Missouri. This is effective until 9:30 tonight.
So somebody
again,
just called.
A winter storm warning in effect. Maybe a little of that, too. St. Clair and Monroe counties in Illinois, Jefferson County in Missouri.
Somebody just called
me. Why does it always happen to me?
Yeah.
The good I'm not there
everything.
And the good stuff comes and I miss it.
It is.
Somebody
good.
Was driving
I've
through Perryville it. Just now uh-huh. and said that it's starting to snow and sleet in Perryville.
Right.
I thought that was Comoville.
Brother.
Comoville.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Wait till the laughter dies.
Yeah. Let's check in with Kevin if he's
no, John Jebediah Curtis is on the line. He is out in the traffic and has a traffic bulletin.
Well, let's go live now to John Jebediah Curtis. Jeb, are you there?
Frank, I just broke through. It's traffic mayhem on 270 northbound. Looks like the top of a Ford Explorer got taken off in an accident. I don't know what it hit, but it looks like one of those Smoking the Bandit movies or something when the car goes underneath the tractor trailer and it takes off the roof.
I hate that.
That's what it looks like. It was it's pretty sketchy, so if you can avoid 270
what
northbound
area?
Just before Olive, I suggest you do so.
Between Ledoux and Olive.
Oh, that must be the
it's
accident
bad.
We had. Yeah, three lanes are closed or something?
Yeah, the only lane that's getting through is the far left-hand, or I'm sorry, yeah, the far left-hand mm-hmm. lane. And they've got about half a dozen police cars, half a dozen fire trucks and emergency trucks out there, so pretty bad situation.
Well, Jeb, first of all, you said 270 westbound. That would be southbound.
Mm-hmm.
Northbound.
No, I said 270 northbound.
It's on the northbound side.
My mistake. You know, I'm not as coherent as I should be.
Well,
it's so
we understand
warm.
The,
it's so warm here, I'm sipping a vodka tonic.
And we understand the traumatic situation you put yourself through early in the day.
With my daughter.
How do you do it, Frank?
Huh?
How do you do it?
You know, Jeb, I don't know.
It's tough.
I muddle through, I guess. Gets a little warm here, I put on a T-shirt. Need something to drink, I get a vodka tonic. I do what I have to do.
You're an example for us all.
Well, I'm a professional. Thank you for the update, Jeb.
Thank you.
See you later. John Jebediah Curtis, great reporter. Is Kevin still on? Or
yes.
He'd give it up. Let's put an end to his holding and suffering. Hello, Kevin. How are you?
I am AM in the PM, Frank. How are
Everybody
you?
Everybody is. I'm doing great. Thank you.
All right. I'm driving up to Chicago. I'm at Pat Bloomington right now. We still got reception on your station.
That's the power of the Big 550.
That is the power. I got a couple of questions for you.
Sure.
Are you guys playing the Christmas Carol on Christmas Day?
Yes, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Tomorrow at 4 o'clock and Christmas Day at 3 o'clock.
All right. And then there was a joke you told a while ago. It was over the summer. And I don't
remember. Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was a good one.
No, I don't think he told you anything.
No, it was a city guy goes to see a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
And he asks them to look at some honeysuckle and get some honey from the honeysuckle. And
right.
He can't do it or whatever, and then
right.
he gets it.
Right.
There was a couple other things, and then it came down to pussy willow. I was wondering what those couple other things
well,
were.
Well, you can do honeysuckle. You can do milkweed, where he says, I see you have milkweed. I want to get some milk. You can do buttercups, and he comes back with a bunch of butter. So those
All
are,
right.
those are those, and that and honeysuckle, and by then you've done enough that you get right to the pussy willow.
All right.
So... So now you're
what do you
armed.
Get from that?
You're armed with your holiday cocktail
what do you
party
get from
joke.
Pussy willow.
Yeah.
Willow tree.
As far as the Christmas Carol, do you think you could talk him into playing yours twice and skipping that other crap?
Well, I don't think so because I think you don't realize how good we are until you put our rendition up against somebody like Laurence Olivier.
Yeah, we put Laurence Olivier to shame.
Yeah. You don't really realize how good. Well, you think it's good. You go, wow, this is good. But when you hear what they call a professional actor do it, then you go, man, they really are good.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess just play them first so everyone knows how crappy they are.
Yeah.
I think ours is first, then Olivier. So have fun. Enjoy.
All
and
right.
it's online, too.
Yeah,
if you
SMB
go to a
weekend, it's online.
If you go to frankopinion.com, you can actually listen to it online, the Christmas Carol. There goes Kevin, and here comes Bill, if he's still on. Hello, Bill. How are you?
Happy holidays, everyone.
Thank you, Bill.
Hi.
And hello, Karen.
Hi, Bill.
We're heading for goat.
I also had a similar story to ones checking their prowess. My nephew during the holidays, he was 4 years old, and he came right above the high side, mid level of everyone, and was giving everyone hugs.
Oh, boy.
And I guess he got a little curious as to why he couldn't get closer to some of his uncles and cousins than everyone else. So he went into the bathroom. Well, we all stood and waited for about 5-6 minutes and then decided that we better check. He had locked the door. Well, we've knocked on the door. No matter how many times you tell young children not to lock the doors in case something happens, right?
Right.
Well, we end up opening the door, and there's the scale sitting on the toilet. Well, we, of course, said, Corey, you cannot be on there. Well, he wasn't. He was weighing his penis. So, it must have been the weight, not the length, at 4 years old that he was concerned about.
This
and
boy.
He was very proud of telling everyone that he was in there around the holidays weighing his penis.
That boy is my kind of boy. He's weighing it on the scale.
I'm not giving away the school, Frank, but he plays baseball, and guess what position? He's a catcher.
Yeah.
So there may be no correlation on therapy needed there.
By the way, while we have you on here, did he say what it weighed?
25 pounds.
I don't think it registered at the time.
Good story. But, Merry Christmas.
He couldn't even count to six, let alone be able to calibrate the weight that he had amassed at 4 years old.
That's a
great story. Great story. Thank you for the
happy
story.
Happy holidays, everyone.
You too.
You too.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. All right. Look at that. See? Time. There's never enough of it. We got to take a little break here. It's 7.5 minutes before 4 o'clock at the Big 550. I think by now the news is out and everybody, unless you've been in a cave or out of town, knows we now have 3 country club car washes. And a friend of ours just yesterday was so thrilled. This is a guy who, unlike most guys, doesn't wash his car. And so it's kind of the equivalent of somebody giving you a bottle of mouthwash if you have bad breath. A friend of his gave him car wash coupons and said, you know, here, no excuses. Get your car. This guy's the filthiest car. I've been in this car. You have to put a gas mask on to get in this guy's car. And it's just always dirty. There are people like that. My wife is another one. Thank goodness, folks, for Country Club Car Wash. And if you know somebody like that and it pains you to see them treat an expensive item like look, vehicles they're not cheap, and especially if it's newer and you see somebody just always dirty, you never even get to appreciate the true beauty of the vehicle. Give them car wash coupons from Country Club Car Wash, and you're giving them the best of the best. The 2 original locations in St. Charles and O'Fallon, Missouri. O'Fallon at K&N, and St. Charles 94 in Zumbel. And now the exterior only, fully automatic, stay-in-your-car Country Club Car Wash. And that's at Boone's Crossing, Chesterfield Valley. Country Club Car Wash. There is no car wash like a Country Club Car Wash. Quick break, and we're back 6 before 4 at the Big 550.
The average person walks 100,000 miles during their life. That's equal to about 4 trips around the earth. No wonder so many of us have aching joints. When your feet, legs, knees, or back hurt, taking care of business can be agony. The good news is you don't have to put up with it. These symptoms can often be eliminated or minimized with proper footwear. The podorthists at Comfort Shoe Specialists are like pharmacists for the feet. They'll listen to your concerns, evaluate your biomechanics, and make recommendations to improve your health and well-being. At Comfort Shoe Specialists, podorthists will scientifically measure and fit your feet with a variety of footwear for all your lifestyle needs. Comfort Shoe Specialists offer a unique selection of the best shoes from around the world. Good-looking, custom-made shoes. Their podorthists have a passion for making a difference for each person. Comfort Shoe Specialists, just 1/2 mile east of 270 at 12133 Manchester Road in Olympic Oaks Village. Stop in today and stop the pain, because better feet mean a better life.
Better go outdoors now while you still can, before the door refuses to open because there's so much snow piled up outside of it. But if you're going to go out, you need to go out with the man who has outdoors. You know that expression, outdoors is my middle name, or whatever. Any fill in the blank is my middle name. Well, it's his first name. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Outdoors Dan Young.
Yeah.
Hey. Hello, Outdoors.
How y'all doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing wonderful, thank you. I hear you guys are going to get dumped on.
Yep. You mean snow-wise or from management?
Yeah. I'm not going to embellish that one.
Now, you're further north. Apparently, this is like a southern thing that's coming up. Yeah. So is it going to get you?
I'm getting a little aggravated. I moved up here to Iowa, and it's snowed twice down there since I left. We haven't got nothing up here.
Yeah, isn't that terrible?
It is terrible. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got some great last-minute Christmas information for you guys. Mm-hmm. If you guys know a baseball fan, I've got a great Christmas present that they're going to remember for a long time.
I don't know anybody who likes baseball.
No,
not in this
town. Must be an Iowa thing.
Not in this town.
Well, not only having a great Christmas present, but they're going to be able to help out kids in the process. The Heartland Lodge is famous in Pike County, Illinois. And Christian Family Days are having a celebrity quail and pheasant hunt. Now, this is the deal I did last year. It was called the Hunt for the Hungry, but since I left town, they're going to take it and run with the Christian Family Days. Red Shaney's, Whitey Herzog, Hancock's.
When is this coming up?
It's going to be January 11th.
I don't know if Whitey will be there. Whitey had to have open-heart surgery.
Well, I know, but I'm still going to say Whitey's invited. But
that's no excuse.
He might come out and show up and just say hi to everybody. Danny Cox, Alan Bennis, all have been invited to attend this event on January 11th. They're going to get to hunt with these Redbird legends, get autographs, and have a great Cajun breakfast and lunch provided by Big Lou from Jackie Smith's Louisiana Cafe. The cost of this event is $300 per hunter, and $100 of the event goes to buy baseball tickets for underprivileged kids on Christian Family Day. For more information, call 1-800-717-4868. And this really is a neat event, folks. Another great gift idea for the holidays is the new Motorola Outdoors phone.